day when a person will flee from his brother, his sister, his father, his mother, his wife, her husband, the children, everyone runs away from him. No one knows anyone there. That conviction was in this life will end right there. Because the matter and the situation is very hard. People are really scared from what's going to happen to them. During this, there is some other people, their faces are musfira. Musfira means bright, light, warmth. And they smile, and you see the happiness in their faces because they know where they go to. It's like they got a guarantee from Allah, a promise from Allah. That promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala secured them in the most complicated and hard situation they ever experienced in their dunya and in the akhirah, which is the mahshar, the resurrection. That is the hardest part. Of course, the conviction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that. And then in the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where you going to go? Where are you going to escape? To where? So there's no place you can go to run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not at all. Then, if we believe in that, there's no place that we can escape and run away from Allah, then better to go back to Allah early before it's too late. Then it will be just wasting our life if we try to figure out some other places or things we can run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His command. So, you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us that there is istiqamah لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ. For those who would like to be or to stay steadfast, upright in their life. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا يَشَاءُونَ. And there is something there. You cannot will something until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it for you first. Even the hidayah. I want the hidayah. Allah wants the hidayah. Allah loves the hidayah. But yes, this hidayah is the hidayah of Allah. You can't get it without Allah's permission. It has to come from Allah. Then how can I get it? How you get it is to work in your heart. Maintain your heart. Clean your heart, purify your heart, and then seek Allah sincerely from your heart. And say to Allah, I'm seeking you. I want to be yours. I want to come back to you. When Allah sees that from you, then Allah immediately will open the gate of your hidayah. Then you will find your way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fudayl ibn Iyad, one of the greatest imam in the ummah from the first centuries of Islam. He was a very dangerous man. People used to be scared from him. He used to go to the houses and rob people, steal whatever he finds. See, in the desert, anywhere. So we were scared from him. See, very strong and rough man. Shows no mercy. One night, he jumped over a wall to one of these houses. And then there's a man, the landlord of that house, was praying his tahajjud. And reciting an ayah in Surah Al-Hadid at that moment, saying, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُ كُلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is touching the hearts of the believers. And Allah is saying, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ, has the time not come yet, the believers, to humble their soul, soften their hearts, melt their hearts, feel the connection for Allah, for the remembrance of Allah. Has the time not come yet? It's like this one. When are you going to be running away from me? You didn't miss me? When are you going to come back to me? It's not the time yet to come back to me? So that type of touching, that type of conversation, that type of talk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to our heart. Has the time not come yet?
for those who believe, for their hearts to melt and soften for the remembrance of Allah. And do not be like those before them who've been given the book, and they turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and turn away from the remembrance of Allah. Then their heart, because of that turning away from Allah, turning away from the commands of Allah, turning away from the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their heart turns into become hard like rocks. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Then their heart became rocks, hard. So when the heart is hard, we'll not be able to communicate with Allah. Then the words of Allah will come and will not do any effect to it. Same, the rain comes from the sky. The rain is the water. It must bring life, because water sources life. When it touches something, something brings it back to life. But there is some parts and spots on earth that they're hard, the rocks. So those, no matter how much amount of water they get, they cannot benefit from it. So they cannot plant anything from that the water. Why? Because it's hard. So that is the problem. So here, when Imam Fudayl ibn Iyad heard this ayah, well, he jumped inside the house at the night time to steal the house and what he finds there. And then the man praying, doing his qiyam al-layl, Allah, he's reciting this word, closing his eyes, he doesn't know anyone around him. And then the man, the other one, he hears this ayah, immediately everything in his life changed. How much time took this ayah to recite? Less than 1 minute. So the man spent all his life going in the wrong direction. And then one night, Allah put a trap for him and catches his heart. And the man, when he heard this ayah, Imam al-Fudayl said, Fala ya Rabbi, Fala ya Rabbi. Yes, it is, this is the time. So this ayah touched his heart. He said, this is the time and this is my tawbah. He made a sincere tawbah to Allah at that moment. And guess what happened? He became Imam of all the greatest ummah, all mankind, the Ummah of the Prophet. He is our Imam al-Fudayl ibn Iyad. Became one of the greatest awliya of Allah, one of the greatest scholars. We learn from him, from his wisdom, from his knowledge, from his ma'rifah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What that means, and what's the point in here? The point here is that we have to understand, we are like diamonds. That's how Allah made us. But when we get to this life, with the distractions of the dunya and the traps of the shaitan, builds lots of dust and mud around this diamond. It covers it. Then with the time, we forget that we are diamond. We forget this fact. Then we forget our value. Then we forget who do we belong to. Then, in a state of believing that we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we start thinking that we belong to this dunya. We belong to ourselves, we belong to our family, we belong to this, but we're not belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we forget this fact. Then shaitan makes us forget about Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. So shaitan succeeded to make them forget the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you get to that level? So building slowly, slowly around this diamond, layer after another, we have big amount of layers of darkness. Then now we forget our value. Then immediately we think that's how we are. And it's normal to be like that. But it's not normal. How can you go sell a diamond in a flea market? Nobody will value it. It needs to go to a special tourist places where they know the value of it, they know how to present it, they know how to take care of it, they know how to advertise, they know how to price it, they know how to value it. That is the right place of it. And for us that belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are diamonds. Allah made us like that. Then with the time, we think the way how we live, our salah, our zakah, our salaqat, our small good deeds, we think this is good, this is normal, that's actually good. We start thinking this is good, and that's all what we have to do. And we forget that we're meant and we've been chosen to do something bigger in this life. Then we stop working on ourselves. I don't need to work on myself. I don't need to change anything about myself because I'm good. But actually, we're not. We can be better because we are. Then Shaitan makes us give up on ourselves. Then no point to change. That's how it's going to be, and that's how it's going to be done. But look at this Imam Fadail ibn Iyad. How far he went away from Allah. Did Allah give up on him? Allah doesn't give up on anyone at all. Allah doesn't give up on anyone at all. Allah tries and tries and tries and guides and reminds and talks. So that is what happened here with us. Then with the Imam Fadail ibn Iyad, immediately he changed. So one ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set that plan for him. And Allah made his way to enter that house to steal something easy. And no one can watch him, not even the landlord of the house, nobody know about him. So he made open all doors for him to get in. He entered for one intention, but he doesn't know that Allah was waiting for him inside there. So Allah wants to bring him back to him. And then Allah changes his life 180 degrees completely with one single ayah. That it takes maybe 5 seconds to recite it. Changes all his life. Then became a great imam that all Muslims till end of life will be benefiting from his love with Allah, because he became one of the big lovers, the aashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So you never give it the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what I have to do is we have to look what we meant for. Am I meant for whatever I'm doing here? Or am I invited for something else bigger or not? That's the question. As I told you in last khutbah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take you out of the small circle of ana, me only, to put you in a bigger circle, the circle of ummati, my nation. Allah wants us to think bigger, then our himma will become bigger, our determination bigger, our goal bigger, our intention bigger, our strength bigger. They will become stronger because now our goals has gone really high. Because of what? Because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the point and the plan of this religion, is to build the human. So we are meant as an ummah, as a nation, to do something different, not to look for ourselves. So we don't look, as I told you, at our ability. We look at what? We look at Allah's hand all the time. We look at Allah's hand. And I told you this story a long time ago. Before we started Noon Academy here, I had a dream. I saw two angels came from the heaven. They carry files, paper with them. They're tall, wearing white, beautiful. So they came all the way from the heaven down, and they sit with me, and they handle me these files. And at that time I had no intention. I never thought about opening an academy or start something. And then they said, Bismillah, go ahead, open an academy and call it non-academy. And then I said to them, that's my singular, I said, but I am alone, I didn't have anything, and I didn't have commission, I didn't have money, I didn't have anything, I don't know what to do. They told me, that's our part. You just say Bismillah and go. And then I woke up, filled is of greed. And I had no choice in my heart to reject that dream or just to ignore it. I've been pushed, I feel like the power is pushing me toward this direction. And then I said, they said, say Bismillah, Allah takes care of it. I said Bismillah. And then started it until we ended up now. We have the biggest, most beautiful family here. And that is, it takes us back to there. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do something for him, he knows how to give us. But what we need is, we need to open our heart, and we need to believe in that there is a connection with the unseen world. There is a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after that, they start thinking about why we choose the Noon Academy name. And I realize, remember, there's a surah in the Quran, Surah Qalam, called Noon. And then why Surah Noon? Because Surah Noon, it talks about two important foundations in the human's life, which is the knowledge and the akhlaq, the character. Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. It
talks about the pen and the writing, what people write with this pen. So this is a sign of what the knowledge, education, teaching, all these things. And then, وَإِنَّكَ لَهَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, you are in grave rank of khuluq, the manners. So that's what the link, that means the purpose of it, and the main thing about it is two things must be combined together all the time. The knowledge, the ma'rifah, and the akhlaq. The adab with Allah, the adab with Rasulullah, the adab with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those became foundation of our school. We started with one room in the office was 400 square feet. And my first students was Abdullah Baiti, Hamza, Talha, Taha, Noor, and Zainab and Aruba, they were little at that time. And subhanAllah, some other students. And then we started. And then year after year, subhanAllah, and then came another sign from Allah to start the full-time school. And then we started the elementary school. And then another sign came from Allah to start high school. And then we started Islamic high school. So now we have here the first Islamic high school and only Islamic high school in Brampton City. So I took this journey, took about 13 years, more than 13 years. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a plan for this. But of course, this is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not doing this for myself, for my family. I'm doing this for, not for you only, just for all of us. And we are here today, one day, this generation, we won't be here 100 years from now. That's guaranteed, no one of us will be here. We will be there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then another generation will come and will benefit from this. And then they grow, another generation will come, they go, another generation will come, and they go. Who knows this? What, how far this can go? Who knows how many human, how many Muslims, boys and girls can benefit from this? Who knows how many family can benefit from this? Who knows the nur of it, how many houses can reach? Who knows the guidance and the love of it, how many hearts can touch and enter? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no limit for His love, there's no limit for His giving. But this is the opportunity, it's for all of us. These are the best projects, and I personally, I believe in the education. It's very important, and the best sadaqah jariyah. Why? Because the benefit of it is non-stop. But imagine these kids, they come every single day, they spend 8 hours here. And then they learn, and they educate themselves, and they build the connection, and they don't leave. And they grow up under this beautiful umbrella of Islam, of the love of Allah, and the love of Hadrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who doesn't want to be a part of this project? Who doesn't want to be a part of this project? This is the great sadaqah jariyah. And alhamdulillah, as I told you, we have registered Noon Academy as a charitable organization, which means all donation able and eligible to receive tax. And you can just claim it for your tax as well, give the tax receipt. And to make this easier for our community to support the center and be part of it. So this is an invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, the project belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deen belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he started the da'wah, he was by himself. And then he got support from our mother Khadija, his wife, our close friend Abu Bakr, his cousin Sayyid Ali, and built up. When they were in Mecca, they were around maybe 13 up to 20 Muslims. That's the number. 13 years, 12 years as a salam, he's been there. 13 years. And then he lived from Mecca to Medina and he built. That's a beautiful community. That's all of us we belong to. So because of the love of the Sahaba, because of the sacrifice of the Sahaba, they were able to do something different in this world. Where are the Sahaba of the Prophet now? Where is Abu Bakr now? Where is Uthman? Where is Ali? Where is Umar? Where is Mus'ab? Where is Ibn Mas'ud? Where is Abu Ubaidah? Where is Khalid? Where is the Sahaba? They all left. Where is Abu Jahl? Where is Abu Lahab? Where are they? Who remembers them? Nobody remembers them. Who cares about them? Nobody cares about them. their names engraved inside our heart. And the first thing we teach our children, we teach them the love of the Sahaba of Rasulullah. Why? Because they have a big favor in our life. Because of their love, we became Muslim. Because of their love, we are safe now and we are secure in our families as well. So as they did that for us, it's our time now to stand up together with the project of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do the same for ourselves, our families, and our next generation as well. So here, the project for you, and as I told you, inshallah, this will build. We are renting right now, but inshallah, the board are working hard to come back with next year, inshallah, with the project of our permanent home, where we can, inshallah, have our permanent home. That's where we can do more for our community, inshallah. Kids, youth, boys, girls, families, everyone. And in our community, we love everyone. We appreciate everyone. We respect everyone, from the little kids to the oldest one. Man and woman, they're equal. We love them all. Kids, we love kids. Youth, we love. We believe in everyone. And that is our method. That is our way. And this will continue. But we can do more with your help, inshallah ta'ala. And this is, alhamdulillah ta'ala, we've been doing all this because of your love, because of your support. And Allah chose all of you to send you to this place and this place tonight for a reason. Because Allah wants you to be part of this. As Allah sends someone else to some another place, because Allah wants them to be part of that place, and so on. So this is the qisma, it's a recipe from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the opportunity for us. We set up our needs for the school and the center to continue is 310,000. This covers everything. We divided this into 100 chairs. And each chair is $3,000. If we get to cover this, we will be able, inshallah, to continue together. If we don't, we will be at a risk that this might be our last Ramadan at Moon Academy. I would want that to happen. We don't want these doors to close, but that will happen. That might happen if we don't get the response from the community. So this is our opportunity. Rasulullah said, مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ وَمَا نَقَصَ صَدَقَةٌ مِنْ مَالٍ. The sadaqah will never decrease the money. It's always sadaqah, you take, Allah puts more. This is the iman, this is aqidah we have in our heart. And this is the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the best thing we can spend for. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَنْفِقْ وَلَا تَخْشَ مِنْ دِلْعَرْشِ الْقَلَى. And spend for the sake of Allah. And don't be afraid of poverty. Because Allah will never let you get to that level as long as you spend for the sake. We know Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Uthman, they were very rich among the Sahaba. You can call them millionaires. And they always give, and they give everything. And we know the hadith when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave everything. Have you ever heard they become poor? No. Never. Never at all. They become richer and richer. This is aqidah, this is iman. So we have collected certain shares, and then for those of you who Allah bless them with His blessings and be able to take 2 shares, 10 shares, whatever you can, you should do so. Because the wealthy one who Allah bless him more, when he gives more, he takes care of his poor brother. Because the poor brother cannot give, because Allah gave him a little thing, he gives a little. So the wealthy one will take care of that. Then he will take his reward and the reward of the poor people around him. Which means that when you give, you say, Ya Rab, this is my share and the share for the poor Muslim within my community who cannot take a share because of their situation. Where we got this from? From the akhlaq, the love of the Prophet. In Eid al-Adha, he got 2 sheep and he slaughtered them with his hand. He said, Ya Rab, this is for Muhammad and Al-Bayt Muhammad. And this is for the fuqara of the nation of Muhammad. So every faqir till end of life who cannot do a qurbani, don't be sad, the Prophet ﷺ did it for you. Look how he thought about those masakin one, and he did one for them. This type of love, it makes us feel that there's no borders, there's no limit for love. It can go as far as possible. How many shares we collected so far, sir? 29, mashallah. We got 29 shares, that's 1/3. Basically, how much left?
71.
We need 71 shares. Who can take? I want to start, bismillah. Start sharing. Bismillah. Fi salih blessing share here. Jazakallah khair. May Allah accept from you. And Barakallah feekum. That's each year 3,000. If you can take more, you take more. If you cannot, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall give you the blessing as well. I believe, inshallah, we can cover this tonight, inshallah. This is the blessed night. That's where we can rule our love to Allah. And trust me, wherever you have niyyah, give your niyyah.